230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, July 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, candidate for the 106th House District, Todd Smallenberg is on the line. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today, brother?
We're good, good, good. Survived the 4th of July parades and everything yesterday?
We did. Had a little bit more warmer weather from the past week, but everything went great. Unfortunately, I just couldn't divide myself up into five phases to make all the others.
Yes, exactly. But you had volunteers. I know a lot of people were out there, and I had one lady text me a picture, and she's like, man, I can't believe Todd's supporters that is showing up here. You had folks in T-shirts.
We're so blessed and fortunate to have such a great team in the support that they provide us.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about is the debate that's coming up this Thursday. I put out the call for folks to ask for the flyer. During the break, Todd, I had 117 unread messages. I'm not going to be able to respond during the show today. I'll hit everybody at noon. But the flyer is seeming to go viral. I know we texted it to you. Your campaign's got it out there. Others are putting out. Just talked to Josh Saul. He's sending it out, putting it out on his social media website as well. This is something that needs to take place to be able to have these elected officials be held accountable. And I told the audience that if they don't show up, what does that say to the people as a message as to who they should vote for if these people won't even show up to a free and completely open to the public debate of the candidates' elected officials?
I agree. I think it's completely disrespectful and derelict in their duties if they don't. If we're willing to go out there and run for office or you're an incumbent, it is your duty to be there so the people can hear your words and know exactly where you stand.
Well, one of the things I'm doing is prepping this weekend. I'm taking the time to look at bill sponsorships, committee assignments, voting records, campaign finance reports, residencies. I'm looking at everything so I'll be fully informed for each one of these folks that may not show up. And when the panelists made up of Dare Rendon, the chairwoman of the 1st Congressional District, and other county chairs from northern Michigan show up at the event, starting asking questions, I'm going to basically get up and answer for these guys with the truth. And because I have the information, I'll be studying and I will be prepared to represent each one of them that don't show up. And I think it says volumes, like you say, if they're going to force me, a talk show host, to spend my weekend when I should be out knocking doors for my wife's campaign for county clerk. I got to be sitting at home studying, Google searching, looking at campaign finance reports to be prepared for Thursday's debate. And I think, you know, why not just show up and answer the dang questions yourself?
They should. It's their duty to go to their constituents and be able to answer those questions asked, especially from all the county GOP chairs. I mean, what better forum is there than to actually answer to the people in each one of the counties?
Right. And again, refresh everybody who don't know because of the maps and the redistricting. The 106th that you're running for has changed, and it's kind of interesting the way the lines are actually drawn. But what actual counties would you be representing down in Lansing when you win on August 6th?
I'll be representing Sheboygan, Presque Isle, Alpena, Alcona, Mount Morenci, parts of Oscoda, for those six counties.
Wow, that's a huge district. And one thing that I wanted to ask you about on that point, how many of those county parties have actually endorsed your candidacy over the current state representative?
Five of the six have endorsed me.
Five of the six. Okay, very good. Now, of course, the only holdout is your state representative's home county, which I find kind of interesting. But the point is this. Why, Todd, did these county parties endorse you versus the sitting incumbent state representative?
Well, as you know, Trucker, he's been either letter of censure or letter of disapproval by five of the six counties since he took office. You know, and his voting record is what speaks volumes. I mean, he can send all the mailers he wants saying what a strong conservative is and ardent Second Amendment and anti-China. But go look at his voting record, and you'll see that what he puts out in his mailers and his actual voting is two different things.
Well, you know, and the other component to this that is kind of interesting, because I'm getting this from another campaign, the 107th, and, you know, talking about bipartisanship. Let's go back to the vote for Speaker of the House. When he was originally sworn in, they had their organizational meeting. They claim it was procedural that they had to vote for Speaker of the House. But for him to cross the aisle and to vote for a Democrat from Detroit to be Speaker of the House compared to voting no against or for somebody else, in order to be on committees, and I did the research, I looked at the committees, I get the bills for every committee that goes through Lansing to the radio station, and these committee assignments, I checked it, Todd. He didn't have one amendment in committee or on the House floor adopted, accepted by the Democrats. So my question, if I was a county chair, what good was it for you to vote for a Democrat to be the speaker, get on these committees, and then, in fact, not get any of your any possible amendments that you wanted, that you really wanted to put into the bills, even adopted or even looked at? So what good did it do him voting for a Democrat to be Speaker of the House?
Well, that's what I asked him in the Sheboygan GOP meeting. You know, he was sitting there saying about the committees, and then 5 minutes later, a question was asked, and he said, you guys got to understand, there's a two-seat majority. We can't get anything through. And I said, so then why are you voting for it with them? You know, I mean, it's that simple. And right. He just looked at me with the deer in the headlight look like he normally does, you know?
Right.
So,
well, hopefully Thursday is going to be interesting. And one other point I did want to make, this process, you're out there, you're talking to the folks, you're showing up at these various events. What's the overall feedback that you're getting? How are they feeling about his current representing them in Lansing versus your campaign?
What's really been overwhelming is that people actually know his voting record. So when I go in, and specifically when we spent a couple days in Sheboygan last week, yes. And I was going into the lion's den thinking that I was going to get a lot of pro-cam, and we knocked a lot of doors, and I'm telling you, what was surprising is I've known Cam for 30, 40 years. You know, I know his voting record. I'm not voting for him. I'm voting for you. And it really kind of took me back because, you know, the unofficial ballot poll, the polling we're doing with all the door knocking and all the counties, I mean, it's two-thirds. Is that I'm leading him in the polling, you know, now, and I'm a realistic guy. You know, there's 70,000 people in the district, and I can't get out to all 70,000. But, man, the spattering we're getting throughout all the counties right now is they know his voting record, and they're not voting for him. So he can spend all the lobbyist money he wants, that $7,000 at a pop for all those mailers, and keep lying to the folks about his voting record. It's not working, Cam.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting because I had a lady took a picture of one of them, the mailers that was sent, and she texted my phone and she said, Randy, I've never even heard of this pack or paid for by a company. Do you know anything about it? And I got to be honest with you, Todd, I had never heard of them. I did a search. I tried to find their filing documents, like you referred to Congressman Jack Bergman's Star Pack, who donated $5,000 to Cam, who's not a veteran. I'll tell you what, man, I had a heck of a time. Come to find out, it's a P.O. box in Lansing, and they don't even have a registered agent. I was like, wait a minute, you have to have a registered agent. Somebody has to be held accountable. They didn't. I don't even know how that PAC was able to send that mailer out.
Yeah, you gotta wonder, you know, when you look at all the PACs. And again, it comes down to all lobbyists and special interest groups. You know, that's where he's getting his money. That's where he's getting his support, because he votes the way they want him to instead of the way we need him to.
Right, absolutely. And speaking of where he gets his money from compared to where you get your money from, how are you funding the campaign?
This last month, people have really been stepping up, and it really helps immensely, because this marketing campaign we're starting this month, it takes money to run and it takes money to win. And so people have been stepping up. I can use all the help I can get for this next month for the primary. That I'm trying my best to get out there. People keep asking for signs in the radio and in the upcoming debate. It all costs money, and I can need all the help I can get.
What's the best way to donate?
You can either go into my website, alexsmallenberg.com, click on those little two bars in the right-hand corner if you're on your phone, and go down to donations through Anadot. Or you can send it to my P.O. Box 614 in Alpena, Michigan. Whichever way you want to, I greatly appreciate it. And it's, it'll help get us over the edge here for this next month, because he's going to be sending out more mailers lying about his voting record.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's Elect Smallenberg, smalenberg.com. You can also find the address for the checks if you want to mail those to the P.O. Box 614 in Alpena, or you can donate right online. Todd, one last question. Are you going to be at the breakfast tomorrow morning in Traverse City at 6:30?
No, I'm going to be in Lewiston tomorrow for their events, for the parade, and the boat show and all that stuff going on in Lewiston tomorrow. So I'm sticking to my district, letting the people know that that's who I plan on working for.
Very good. I'm glad you answered that, because so many people go to this thing in Traverse City. I will not attend it. I absolutely am not going to waste my time or money to go and listen to these people. I'm fed up with these guys, but Josh Saul is going to hand Jack Bergman a flyer about the debate, so that should be interesting for this coming Thursday. You'll be there at the Ellison Place, looking forward to you being part of it. Your debate starts at 6, and the chairs and Dare Rendon will be asking you the questions, so greatly appreciate you participating.
Of course, I'm looking forward to it and getting the word out so more people get to know who I am, what I stand for.
Amen. All right, brother, safe travels out there, and keep talking to the folks this weekend.
That's the plan, brother. I hope you guys have a blessed weekend.
You as well, sir. Final segment of today's first hour. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Spalliber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliber, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliber for state rep.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday. Well, I'm up to 183 unread text messages for debate. You guys want the flyer. Hopefully, all of you show up, share the flyer, get a friend to come with you. If we have a huge turnout for this event, the first biennial candidate debate the radio station is hosting this coming Thursday at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. Doors will open at 4. The debate starts at 5. First Congressional District, then 6, the 107th. Then at 7 o'clock, we will do the 106th. And then we'll end it up at 8 o'clock to 8:58, the 105th House District candidate debate. So text me debate. As soon as I get off the air today at noon, I'll send you guys the flyers. You can share it with everybody. I do want to mention this segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is building a new state-of-the-art warehouse in Minnesota. But they contacted me and said, Randy, we have inventory in the old warehouse that has got to go. We are not transferring it, moving it into the new facility. The new facility will be dust-free, state-of-the-art technology, and we're not going to bring the inventory with us. So, if you go to MyPillow.com, shop away, here's three items you got to get right now. A brand new MyPillow 2.0, a set of Giza Dream Sheets, and at least one, if not two, sets of the bath towels. Put them in the shopping cart. Go to MyPillow.com. Put them in your shopping cart. Go to checkout. Look at the price. Then go over to the promo code and put in Trucker Randy, one word, no space. Upper, lowercase, it doesn't matter, Trucker Randy. Hit apply. Look at the fact that you're going to get 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off the items that are in the website in the store. Spend over $100, get free shipping. Now, if you can't shop online on your phone or computer, text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll text you the 800 number. You can call an operator who will have that number assigned to her computer with the Trucker Randy promo code built right in. You can order over the phone, ask her how much the retail price is, how much did the promo code save you, and be able to pay with a debit or credit card right over the phone. You'll get your order within a week or two right to your house. One tip on the towels, get them out of the packaging and immediately wash them. put fabric softener in there, toss them in the dryer with dryer sheets. These things inflate. It's the most remarkable thing ever. You see, when they package them at the factory, they put them in these plastic bags and they basically shrink wrap them, which compresses all the fibers in the cotton. You wash them, dry them, fluff them, they inflate. They get like double, triple in size. So we love them. Vicky and I used the product, slept on the pillow last night, slept with the Giza Dream Sheets, slept like a baby. So greatly appreciate you guys helping him get rid of his inventory. MyPillow.com, promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the 800 number, toll-free number, to talk to a MyPillow operator with the Trucker Randy discount already pulled up in the computer. The Fun Shoot. It's coming July 27th. Can't believe it. 22 days away. Basically 3 weeks from tomorrow, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. This is Antrim County Conservative Union's fifth annual shoot. Little twist to this one. I'm going to have 4x4 campaign signs mounted with T-posts on the 25-yard gun rifle range. I'm having our printer, Fast Signs in Traverse City, print up the targets with the pictures of Mike Rogers, Sandy Pensler, Justin Amash, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, and I'm going to staple them over the 4x4s. We're going to take a picture of those empty targets, and then if you're at this Fun Shoot event, if you're an adult registered voter, we'll ask you to go to the gun range with the 22 long rifle and be able to shoot the target for the candidate you plan to vote for in the August 6th primary. At the end of the event, we'll take pictures of it. We'll show the before and after pictures, and our vote, the people showing up at this Fun Shoot pig roast, as to who we are planning to vote for. And let's see how close we come to the actual vote on August 6th as our attendees, as representatives for the district. We've got county parties coming from all over the place, and we're excited. This is going to be a blast. Also, this year, Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig has agreed to smoke and pull our pork for us. So basically, folks, you're going to end up with an Iron Pig smokehouse pork dinner with all the fixings. My brown sugar baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, Hawaiian rolls, butter, and of course, my world famous carrot cake. $30 for adults, $15 for teenagers. The kids 12 and under are free. And if they're 5 to 12 years old, we're going to teach them how to shoot a 22 on the rifle range as well as a 22 handgun. Thanks to Brett Gooding and Tammy. Text me pig, and I'll text you the flyer for the pig roast. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. to discuss your needs and pricing. Call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.